Welcome back into Tomorrow. So you have HDTV, but are you sure you're watching in high def? That, among other things, is what Into Tomorrow is all about. We're here to help. Give us a call. Just pick up the phone and dial toll-free 1-800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're actually here taking your calls, and join us on the program, and not just because when you hear your call on the air, you'll win some fabulous prizes for participating, but because you make the show. And while you're there, be sure and check out Dave's Top 10 at our website, too, at graveline.com or intotomorrow.com, and sign up for our free tech newsletter. My Mobile Witness is a new cell phone service that stores photos or text and warehouses the information for the sole use by law enforcement authorities. This is interesting. The chief security consultant for My Mobile Witness is Ron Knight. Hey, Ron, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you doing?
Pretty fine. Glad to have you with us, and also a former fellow law enforcement officer. As we were talking before we went on the air, you're a former FBI agent until very recently, and I'm a former Miami-Dade police officer, so we can all relate to how it would be helpful with witnesses to have perhaps more information than most witnesses would. Am I kind of grasping a little bit about what you guys do?
Yep, you nailed it, and your description was right on the money. It's a free cell phone service, and somewhere in the continuum of calling 911 and I need help right now and not doing a thing, My Mobile Witness fits in, and probably towards the low end of that. Sure, in your career, you had a million calls that started with, this may be nothing, but...
Yes.
I know I did, yeah. And this gives cell phone users, I'm sure as you're aware, there's about 250 million of those now, the ability to send a photo or a text into a secure server. It's a free service. And that photo or text just sits there and only accessible to law enforcement in the event it's needed. So we look on it as a real strong deterrent.
Wow, I would imagine that that also can get you some great information, too, and then, of course, be accessible only by law enforcement. So if, in fact, as you said, it does turn out maybe to be nothing, no harm, no foul, no big deal, move on. But if there is something to it and some information that is needed by law enforcement, you might have been able to submit some good material there.
That's exactly right. And we do emphasize the deterrent value of the thing. And if I could just give you an example of, say you had a social situation, a young person in a bar, and somebody asks them to go have a bite or another drink somewhere else. Don't really know the person well, but it sounds okay. What we'd like to see and suggest is that maybe somebody either take a picture and send it to My Mobile Witness, or just send a text if it's not something you feel like you could do right then.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that interaction turns out not to be what you thought, you can have the sort of conversation that may sound something like, hey, listen, it's clear we're not going to where you said we're going, but you need to know before we left the bar, I took a picture. I took a picture of you, or I took a picture or your plate, or I send a text, and partner, you're no longer anonymous.
If
nothing happens to me, nothing happens to you. By the same token, if everything goes great, guy doesn't need to know or girl doesn't need to know, it'll sit in a digital vault for 6 months when it automatically dumps.
Wow. But the important thing is, it's both sexes, I think, that can understand how something like this could be very important. And again, let's hope you never need it.
You know, and every time I talk to somebody, and especially in the media, they think of different ways it can be used. The obvious internet blind date, you know, stranger in the neighborhood. I talked to a fellow last week that hikes, and sometimes he goes to different trailheads. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to take a picture from here on out when I change my plans and I ended up at a different trailhead. I'm going to take a picture of where I went into the, out here in Colorado, we have people that are always lost in the mountains.
Yeah.
He's going to take a picture of the trailhead. You know, some guy mentioned road rage. I mean, there's a million things you can do, and it's the imagination's the only thing limiting you.
That's true. In fact, boy, I'm sitting here with your bar scenario and thinking in terms of some girl actually snaps a picture on her phone and just says, oh, my friend made me promise that I show her what you look like, you know, and,
right.
And we're having a couple of drinks, having a good time, and then so he thinks it's going to a friend, but she's meanwhile sending it to My Mobile Witness in the hopes that there's not going to be any problem.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because my generation sort of, we thought, you know, this could be a little socially awkward, but the younger person you talk to, the more they come up with scenarios exactly like that, and amazingly similar to what you just mentioned. Hey, I want to take a picture of tonight. I'm having a ball. or I want to take a picture for Facebook. Very innocuous conversation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're having a couple of drinks, hopefully you're laughing and yucking it up and having a good time, and all of a sudden you whip out the phone and, oh, I forgot my girlfriend made me promise that I show her what you look like, you know. And then, yep, of course, if there is some plan for nefarious activity, perhaps it stops there even,
yeah,
before it,
yeah,
goes any further.
And you can have that conversation. As you and I both know, there's a point of possible perception in any violent crime, and when the developers first talked to me about it, I immediately thought about a case where we had a fugitive pickup down in southern Colorado, and a couple of teenagers, the media had dubbed them the natural born killers, and they had killed several old people tragically across the United States, and their MO was to talk their way into the car. Now, Dave, these are young people that look fairly innocent. You know, in one case it was, our car's broken down, can you give us a ride to the hotel? I'm not saying my mobile witness could have prevented these homicides, but if those people would have had that tool, it may have gone something like, well, sure, be happy to help you. Let me just snap a real quick picture here, and then you can hop in the car. And it takes, to save and send that picture takes about 15 seconds on my phone.
Oh, for sure. Oh, and again, what a great opportunity. You say, and it's no charge to anyone using the service. So how do you guys make any money? How do you stay in business to do what you're doing?
Well, you know, I asked that same question. As you know, I came out of the Bureau last year, and I wasn't particularly business savvy. And when the developers said, you know, what do you think, and they said it's going to be a free service, I didn't understand, and I think in the media you guys have a better handle of the whole e-commerce piece where you have advertising and sponsorship and things like that, and that's kind of the thing they're looking for to underwrite their company. They're looking for sponsors that want to, you know, contribute more in a public service sense.
Sure.
And they made a conscious decision not to make it a fee-for-service plan, and frankly, that's what pulled me in. I thought, you know, this there's no downside. I mean, it's free, and if it saves one life or prevents one assault, I'm in all the way.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Ron, what would be, for example, other circumstances where a photo may be pulled up and examined by law enforcement, and how would they know to get it?
Well, they have to know that you're a My Mobile Witness subscriber, and I think the family, you know, in the initial interviews after, say, a missing person or, you know, an incident occurs, somebody would say, hey, my son, daughter, husband, wife is a My Mobile Witness subscriber. And the way we've structured it is we've given certain law enforcement agencies and their fusion centers. And, you know, that simply means each state has a law enforcement entity that a lot of the different state, local, and federal people sit at and share information. And, of course, all these popped up, as you recall, in the wake of 9/11.
Sure.
So what we came up with was we'll give backdoor access to the fusion centers on a real whodunit, you know, time-sensitive case where they've got to have that information right now, but there's always subpoena and court order to go in the front door.
Yeah.
And if you got a suppression hearing coming up, frankly, haven't had a bunch of those, I would probably go in the back door for the time-sensitive information and then back it up with a court order or subpoena.
Exactly.
But in answer to your question, that's how you'd pull it out.
Gotcha. And as you said earlier, too, if it's going to save a life, it's worth every opportunity to do just that.
Yeah, and here in Colorado, the fusion center is called CIAC, and their read on this is if there was a legitimate case number, somebody came in and said, hey, we're looking for this or that or whoever, whatever the circumstances are, they'd go in through their IP address and they'd see if there was activity in My Mobile Witness. Then they'd frankly start working the case and assist that PD or SO that's working that case.
And as former law enforcement officers, you and I both can understand that if everybody did this, what an incredible help it would be. So let's get folks on board with MyMobileWitness.com. Do check it out. Of course, we'll have the link to Ron's site and all of our guests on our site at IntoTomorrow.com or Graveline.com. Ron Knight, the Chief Security Consultant, got to get you back again and get a follow-up and see how things are going. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for talking to me.
Our pleasure. Back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. This, the Advanced Media Network.